Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for hanging around. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com or jimblasingame.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you like to type, there's a nice long one for you. If you don't like to type, here's the short one, jbsba.com. Now, why would you want to go there? Because that's where you can go, one of the places in the world where you can go to find out an awful lot about our guest this half hour, Joanna Brandy. Because there are a number of archives there, shows that we've done in the past with Joanna that we've saved for posterity, and you can hear her talking about a lot of different things with me. You can read articles, you can subscribe to my newsletter, so many things. It's all free thanks to our sponsors. So check it out when you get a chance, jbsba.com. And if you have a question or a comment, here's the email, askjim@jbsba.com. Joanna is our guest, as I said. She is the author of a number of books, including Winning at Customer Attention, including Building Customer Loyalty. She is our customer care expert. Joanna, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. It's always a pleasure to have you back on the show. Joanna, one of the things I know you want to talk about today is the idea of our businesses actually having a culture. Now, sometimes people say, you know, we need to establish a culture, a sales culture. I remember 10, 15 years ago, banks started saying, we have to have a sales culture. So banks actually had to think about selling instead of just taking, you know, letting people in the door. And people are saying, you know, we have to have a, we have to install this kind of a culture, that kind of a culture. And I think maybe what they might not realize is that whether you, regardless of what you install, your business does have a culture, whether you installed it or not, intentionally.
Yeah, every business has a culture.
It has a culture of some kind. The question is whether the culture is serving you or not.
There you go. That is the question. Every business has a culture. It starts with the person that starts the business and the first couple of people that they bring into the business. You know, and you don't need to talk about it then, because when you're a small company, like my company is small, it's virtual, so we do have to talk about it to some degree because we're not, you know, face to face. But we pretty much know at this point what each other think. You know, we can sort of read each other's minds. Everybody knows how I feel about taking care of customers. Of course, that's our business. So we don't have to spend a whole lot of time crafting the culture because we're still at that point. We're still new enough, and at that point, that's actually part of our daily dialogue.
But isn't it important, Joanna, isn't it important as the leader of your organization and me of mine, even though they're both small companies, we don't have a lot of folks working directly with us, isn't it important, though, that we recognize that we are setting the tone for the future culture of our business?
Absolutely.
With regard to the work ethic, with regard to trust, with regard to how we feel about customers and that sort of thing?
Absolutely, and it bears paying attention to. We do work, you know, that being said, although we're not spending time actually having let's have a conversation about the culture, we spend an hour every week, we have a meeting every week, talking about our values and how our values live through the business, because we are a value-based culture. So that's, you know, those are values and culture, those are words that, you know, I might call fuzzy. You know, they're big words. Everybody uses them, but we don't necessarily take the time to articulate what they mean. So I can talk all day long about, well, we're a value-based culture here, you know, but what the heck does that mean you have
what
to do?
Right.
Yeah, where does it show up in your behavior? Does that mean, what does that mean you do on a day-to-day basis? So we're exploring that. We're exploring that now, so as we grow and we bring new people into the company, we're able to use that what I call value screen as a guide, as a hiring guide, to make sure that we bring in people that already have in their own being those kinds of things that we want to show our customers. You know, you can't always teach people this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
so you're saying that you should establish the kind of values that you want the culture of your business to portray, and that you should actually, when you hire new people, once you have that established, you should hire people that will contribute to that perspective and that culture. And she's right, folks. The worst thing is when you hire somebody who can't contribute and who's the opposite of that. When we come back, we're going to get Joanna to tell us how to do that. That's coming up after these messages. We're visiting with our good friend Joanna Brandy. It's 20 Tales. Stay with us. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, when I find it here we go, we got Jim Donovan's going to join us, and he'll talk to us about how to get control of our lives. Bill Brandt's going to talk to us about the economy, and then Elise Bennett's going to talk to us about how to maximize our websites, and that's coming up in the show straight ahead. And right now we're visiting with our good friend Joanna Brandy. Joanna, give us your website, please.
www.customercarecoach.com.
And that's the, folks, I encourage you to check out our website, especially for the Customer Care Coach product. And the reason I say that is because you've heard me say for many years that one of the keys to success for small business in the 21st century is going to be getting training to the people in your organization that doesn't have the training that they need. And now, because of the internet, You can buy in for great values a lot of different training programs that your employees can take on the internet. They never have to leave home. They never have to leave the office. They can get this training. They can get better at what they do. And Joanna's got a great example of that. And it's called a Customer Care Coach, isn't it, Joanna?
Yeah. You know, it's such a new concept. It's, you know, you ever hear the idea of drip marketing?
Oh, yeah.
We do a little, or drip irrigation. Mm-hmm. This is a little like drip training because it comes once a week for 9 months. It's inexpensive, very affordable, but it's really for people who are very committed to changing the culture in their company and to becoming more customer-focused.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people, you know, Joanna, and this gets right back to exactly what you were talking about a minute ago. A lot of people know where their bread's buttered. They know the customer butters their bread. They know the customer is the most important member of their organization, and they want to take care of them, but they don't know how to do that. And all the time, I mean, they know they want to, but they don't know how to turn, you know, how to say the right things or when to say the right things, and how to make sure the customer's taken care of. And there are people out there, folks, who are professionals at this. Joanna's one of them. And they can help you with these things. And so if you really, truly want to make sure, you know, Joanna, maybe they've got a good culture. Maybe they're just not sure if they have a successful culture in their organization.
You know,
one of the ways to do that is to check your position.
Well, one of the things I did a couple of weeks ago, I was the luncheon speaker at the Customer Care Institute Forum. We were meeting out in Denver, Colorado. And I created a little game, called Truth or Consequences. And the game was based on a concept that you and I have talked about before that was developed in Australia by a guy by the name of Steve Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
And he calls them UGRs. And UGRs stands for the unwritten ground rules in business. Now, I've been working in the culture piece for many, many years, and that's why I was attracted to Steve's work, because it's very similar to what I had been doing. Just simply asking people in an organization to fill in the blanks, so to speak. For instance, I gave this audience 7 questions. Around here, customers are, and they filled in the blanks.
Mm-hmm.
Around here, if you got a problem, the boss is blank. Around here, initiative is. Around here, loyalty is. Around here, you are valued when. Around here, if you are stressed at work. And around here, excellence is. Now, what's interesting is I passed pieces of paper around to the entire audience and asked them to literally fill in the blanks anonymously and then give me the paper back. And what was so interesting was that a very large percentage of the audience had something positive to say about their customers. You know, around here, customers are number one. Mm-hmm. Around here, customers are what we think about. 81% really had something positive to say about the customers. But then when you asked about the other questions, the numbers of less than positive responses went up. So around here, the bosses... Only 73% had something to say about their boss. Around here, initiative...
Something nice to say about the boss?
Something nice to say about their boss. Mm-hmm. People said things like, around here, a positive response would have been, around here, the bosses are always here to support you and coach you and guide you. Something negative would be, around here, the bosses are on your butt all day long. Or around here, the bosses don't pay enough attention to you. Mm-hmm. You know, those kinds of things. So what was so interesting... as I analyzed the responses, was that, you know, although people's intention to take care of the customer seems to be positive and high, the other structures that need to be in place in order for that to happen may not be in place. For instance, when I asked the question about stress, only 50% said that their companies were doing something positive to help them manage their stress. Mm-hmm. Now, you know and I know that one of the biggest problems in business today is that when we're interacting with another human being, if that human being is stressed, they tend to take it out on us.
Right.
Or they're confused, or they can't find their paperwork, or they're not feeling good today, or whatever. I mean, you've encountered people in the business world that are obviously under stress and not dealing with it well.
Well,
I
was just going to say, Joanna, and folks, these are all this kind of research that Joanna has done. This impromptu research is the reason why we all need to not presume that we know what our culture, how our culture is manifesting. We may
know how
we think we want it to manifest, but it may not be manifesting that way. So you've got to check your position against these kinds of things like Joanna's talking about.
When Steve and I did a worldwide study on this, which was, of course, much larger in scale, and we found out, we also cross-referenced...
Joanna, hold on, because I'm going to let you tell us what you found out right after these messages, and we're going to take a quick one. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Joanna Brandy. Don't forget, that's CustomerCareCoach.com. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17. Actually, 7 till. Not 17. 7 till. It's the other segment, isn't it, folks? Thanks for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Joanna Brandy's here because she is one of the ladies that we call on a regular basis and have now for a long time to help us with take care of our customers and make sure that we are taking care of our customers, that we're doing more than just thinking about taking care of our customers, that we're actually doing it. And Joanna, you were telling us when we went to the break about something you were working on with the gentleman that you mentioned.
Yeah, Steve Simpson and I did a worldwide report on company culture. And one thing we found that was really interesting is we had them tell us, in addition to answering the seven questions, we had them tell us whether or not they were management or non-management and whether they were in large companies or small companies. And an interesting finding was that managers had a much more optimistic view of the culture than people that were not managers.
Hmm.
Now,
so
who deals with the customer?
The managers were deluding themselves. Is that what you're saying?
Perhaps. I don't know. You know, I'm not inside those companies. I don't know. But that could be a possible conclusion.
Yeah.
Was that the managers thought it all looked a little bit rosier, especially that question about the bosses, and that small companies seem to have much more together and positive cultures than large companies, which would make sense because you've got more control over it when you're small.
Right.
If anybody's interested, everybody had so much fun doing the game, and they asked me for a transcript of the speech I gave, so I wrote up a little special report called Truth or Consequences. So if anybody out there wants it, just send me an email, Joanna, Joanna, at customercarecoach.com, and put the words Truth or Consequences in the subject line, and I'll send it back to you via email.
I would like to have
survey.
That, Joanna.
You want that? And you want to
yes.
put that on in one of your
I will
your
write
website?
About that. I'll write an article about that.
Oh, that'd because be wonderful.
That'll be one of my I'll be an upcoming column that I write for my newspapers. Yeah, send
that
me that. I'd
great.
Like I'd like to be able to use it. That's important. That's important information because I really think you're right. As when I was a business consultant, Joanna, I saw that. I'd go in and talk to some business owner would call me and want me to come help them with this or that, and I'd go in there and I'd say, well, you know, tell me about your business. And of course, they'd be saying things like, you know, we're the best at this, we're the best at that, you know, customers
yeah.
are number one, et cetera, et cetera. And I'd say, okay, great. And then I'd go out into the warehouse and or out into the, you know, onto the sales floor or whatever, and I'd talk to those guys, and they'd say, well, you know, we got this problem. We can't get this, we can't get that. And it was my job to sort through how much of this was bad attitude by the employees. They just weren't using the tools that they had properly. Or how much was it that the boss was more likely to talk about doing good things for customers than he or she was in actually putting their money where their mouth was?
Exactly. And that's exactly what I do as a consultant. It's interesting because you go in and you spend hours listening to management, and then you take your yellow pad and you go hang out for a while, you know, in the break room, and then you get the truth.
Right. Yeah, you do get the truth. And now even if and of course there are employees who, you know, aren't going to be happy with anything, and they've been given the tools and they just choose not to use them. But the truth is, folks, what Joanna and I are trying to say is make sure that you know what your employees would have told me or Joanna were we sitting there in the break room talking to them with our yellow pads in front of us. Make sure you know that, because until you do, you really aren't in control of where your company's going, are you?
And I think we have to learn to craft our cultures. If you look at the companies that are doing a really great job of customer loyalty and employee loyalty, they invest their time and energy in it. Culture appears to be invisible, but really it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes effort to make sure that you're on top of it. And I really believe we have the opportunity to be culture crafters, you know, sort of like a master gardener. You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the ways that culture is not invisible is in the way the building looks, the way the floor looks, and the desks
and people
who show up on time for work and who are smiling, people who are happy. That's part of the culture, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, a friend of mine was telling me about the situation he had at the. About the car, around a car dealership, and it was really obvious what the car dealership felt about their customers because they created such a beautiful environment that he actually enjoyed having his car serviced.
And people wanted to come back. It's exactly right.
Can you imagine?
Hey, Joanna, give us your website one more time.
That's www.customercarecoach.com, where you can find out how to transform your customer service.
And don't forget to look for that Truth or Consequences speech piece. And folks, check out her Customer Care Coach product. You'll like it. Thank you, Joanna.
Thank you so much.
See you next time.
Yeah.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.